with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House voted to approve a five-bill minibus and two-week continuing resolution to fund the Department of Homeland Security, and President Trump has signed that legislation. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We just had an important and historic vote on the House floor, a series of votes today, in fact, and we delivered for the American people. For some reason, many of the House Democrats wanted to shut the government down again and inflict pain on the American people. But I'm glad to tell you, I'm happy to report, Republicans got the job done. Our majority worked together, and we got the bills over the line. So we have now funded 11 of the 12 separate appropriations funding bills for the government for the year.
The White House says talks between Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian officials are still planned after a Navy fighter jet shot down an Iranian drone that was approaching a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. Speaking at the World Government Summit in Dubai, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he had advised President Trump not to trust Iran's adherence to signed treaties.
I recommended to the president that he withdraw from the previous nuclear deal that we had agreed to under President Obama. I think they may come away with some set of understandings, but to think that there's a long-term solution that actually provides stability and peace to this region while the Ayatollah is still in power is something I pray for but find unimaginable.
Both Bill and Hillary Clinton have finalized an agreement with House Republicans to testify this month in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. They bowed to the threat of a contempt of Congress vote against them. Hillary Clinton will testify on February 26th. Bill Clinton will appear on February 27th. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 166 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be on the road again this month. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina on February 14th and 15th. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of the country, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event. Last month, he held a gospel festival in Cambodia. In March, he has one scheduled for Peru. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new campaign by Mexico City's Historic Center Trust aims to encourage Mexicans to rediscover the religious and architectural heritage at the heart of the nation's capital. The campaign highlights visits to more than 40 historic churches as part of 26 cultural initiatives planned for 2026. The Historic Trust operates under the municipal government. This is SRN News. Arizona authorities continue their search for today's show host Savannah Guthrie's missing 84-year-old mother.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos calling Nancy Guthrie's home a crime scene.
We saw some things at the home that were concerning to us. We believe now, after we've processed that crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime scene.
He says she does not have dementia, but does have mobility issues and was last seen Saturday night. But when she did not show up for church Sunday, her family alerted authorities.
And time is very critical. She is 84. She needs her meds. Her family needs her too.
Nano says Savannah Guthrie is in town helping with the search. I'm Julie Walker.
Savannah Guthrie thanked people across the country for their prayers and support. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.